some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. We've got a great show for you tonight. Miss Jessie Knight is joining the show with us in just a couple of minutes, and she is an intuitive advisor, and she's going to tell us all about what that means and what it doesn't mean. And then she's going to be taking your calls for the balance of our time. After she's going to do a little education with us tonight, which I always think is a fun thing, especially when we have a new guest. You are going to love Jessie as much as I do. Here's a real quick recap of what's been going on Rated G Radio this week. So if you've missed any episodes or saying, well, what's going to happen tomorrow, here's your 411. Monday, we had Mr. Kwame Benet with the Kwame Benet Shakedown live out of Harlem, New York. We did a kind of like a Monday night dance party with his EP that's out now called Shakedown. Songs like Hang On, Little Lady, Waiting, and Let Go will change your world. I don't normally go nuts over a guest, but his music is really quite spectacular. So if you want to have a great time before our Friday night dance party tomorrow, check out Kwame Benet's Shakedown from Monday. Last night we had Mr. Mark DePena calling in live from Sydney, Australia. He is our monthly poetry contributor. And sometimes we actually get poetry, and most of the time we chit-chat about what it's like to be surfing and all the things that he does with his family down in Sydney over the course of the month. But that was a fun show. And tomorrow we're going to do an early Friday dance party with DJ David B. He's out of Minneapolis, St. Paul. We've got a great two-hour set, all commercial-free. After I introduce basically DJ David B., that's the show. And you're going to have 2 hours to get yourself out of your chair, off the sofa, whatever you're usually doing while you're listening to the show, and moving nonstop. So it's going to be a great cardio event. I think I'm going to try to get that started tomorrow around 9 a.m. Pacific, just because everybody's going to have more extra time for the holiday weekend. I want to make sure you get yours started as quickly as we can. But without further ado, as we always say here on the show, it is time to welcome our guest, Jessie Knight, for the very first time to Rated G Radio. Jessie, how are you, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Garrett. Hello, everyone. Thank you. I'm so excited to be on your show. I think we had our first conversation about 2 months now, so I have been anxiously awaiting tonight.
Well, you and me both, and I'll tell you, I always like to give public props out to whoever is connecting the dots and putting people together. So I want to send big mad shout-outs to Dave and Chica Klatch for putting Jessie together with me. And they've known Jessie for, you know, years and years and years, but I've known Dave for since going back to 1995 when I think we both started out at the phone company at 1 year old. So, you know, we've known each other for a hot minute or so, and I'm grateful to connect with somebody who's just really outstanding like yourself.
Thank you, as am I. And, Dave has been telling me about you for quite some time, and what a fun connection you and I have made. I'm super glad he made the intro.
So am I. So I'm gonna kind of gush about you after a little bit before we start taking calls. But before I start going, oh my gosh, Jessie's the best thing since sliced bread. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, kind of the path you've taken to, you know, get to where you're at today?
Absolutely. Is this the spot where you want me to share exactly what I do and don't do, or am I telling a little bit about myself first?
Well, let's talk a little bit about you first, because I always think that's kind of fun to know, you know, and then we'll get to what you do and what we're not going to do, because I think that will set the tone not only for the show that we're doing tonight, but in the future. So if people are either listening tonight and A, don't get through, or love you so much they want to call and ask a second question next time, or, you know, whatever. That way, you know, when they're telling their friends, they said, oh my gosh, I talked to Jessie last night. No, you're not going to talk to your Aunt Mildred from 1832, but she is going to do this. You know, so that way we have the right expectation, you know, and the listeners can kind of help start, you know, checking out for you as well. So there we go.
Perfect. Okay. Well, I feel like I'm about to say, well, it all began, but I won't do that to you all. I was born a highly sensitive kiddo. I think we call them HSPs now, highly sensitive people. Incredibly intuitive. I had visions in my dreams. I had all kinds of different energies going on that I didn't understand, and I didn't actually feel the need to understand them because I thought everybody was just like me. Turns out they weren't quite as sensitive as I was, and spent the better part of my childhood getting into a lot of trouble because I had a lot of trouble sitting still, staying in places where there was a lot of energy, too much energy, the state fair, Walmart, places like that were very difficult for me to be around. And that has grown into a passion for working with highly sensitive people now, especially the highly sensitive kiddos. I did segue for a while. I spent a couple years in adult probation services. I was a probation officer. I was a child protective services worker, always working in the areas of social work and counseling and guiding people to make better choices. That's kind of been the theme of my career. I have a counseling degree. It's a double degree in counseling and child psychology. So I did spend some time in the corporate world doing that kind of work. And about 9 years ago, I think that I'm actually chronically unemployable. Sitting at a desk just didn't work for me. So about 9 years ago, I said enough, and I just took the leap and started my own intuitive practice. And I started with nothing, and I really had nothing, and I just built it from the ground up and really have evolved my intuitive gifts, my sensitivities, and finding that space of being very empathic and sensitive, but also having one foot in that world and one foot, you know, very physically grounded here, because that's what we need to do to actually make money and to succeed in the real world. And so that is also another passion of mine, is helping people develop and find the balance between, I want to say both worlds, but you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect.
Right on. And so,
yeah, so
as an advisor, What is that going to mean to our callers tonight? And specifically, what does it not mean? Because I think that sometimes people expect guests, and guests are doing everything, that's great. But I think it's more focused when we have someone like you who really has a specific niche that you want to kind of help folks with. And I think knowing that information up front is very helpful. As they're waiting on hold to talk to you, they can hear what you're going to say and go, oh, I better rethink my question.
And that it does help. It helps kind of guide people to the way to ask the question, because when somebody asks me a question, you know, intention is always the driving force. So you ask a question with the intention to get the answer. So the clearer you are, the easier it will be for me to guide you to your clarity. So I have what I call the first timer speech. Whenever I sit down with somebody for the first time, this is kind of what I say, and it shifts a little bit every time, but okay, so I'm an intuitive advisor and a spiritual counselor. My goal is to help people feel better and choose more consciously through a process of discovery, awareness, perspective, and practice. To do this, I use my sensitivities to pick up on the subtle energies that are often slightly off your radar. I get a lot like, yeah, I was thinking that, or I was feeling that. I'm like, of course you were. So with that, together we discover the beliefs and the behaviors that are out of sync with your life goals. And that's the piece that's off for a lot of people, is, you know, they're thinking and behaving in one direction and wanting in another direction. So I'm kind of shifting, helping people shift to getting those two things in. Together we utilize the tools of awareness, perspective, and mindset, incorporating all of them into your daily routine, and therefore having that become a practice and a lifestyle. And in this discovery process, you know, you and I will get there together through a series of intuitively guided questions. When I'm kind of tapping into your energy, I get hits on, you know, what to ask and how to ask it and what language will be best for you. So in short, I guide people from wherever they're at currently towards their best self. The work that I do is for people who want more for themselves and from themselves, those who are feeling somewhat restless and less than fully satisfied. And those who want upgraded results in life, love, business, finances, or all the above. The overall goal is getting people really comfortable with feeling their way through life, because I truly believe that's how we get better results. Okay, explained what I do. You do? Okay, me too.
Yeah.
I love my job. Now that I've explained what I do, here's a couple of things that I don't do. I do not predict the future. All of us can tap into our intuition to get hits on what's to come. That is a very easy thing to do, not rocket science at all. The piece that we don't forget, and it's my belief, that there's always free will. So we can shift the future or what's to come, you know, with a change of thought or action or belief. And I personally don't want to take responsibility for somebody running around expecting this particular thing to happen and making all of their choices based on that, when they could shift their own reality, you know, which is also a very empowering thing. The other thing that I don't do is give advice by way of telling people specifically what to do, because everybody gets to be accountable and responsible for their own choices, and it's so empowering to know that you're the creator of your own experience. And so my goal is to guide, to gently guide, rather than to tell. The last thing that I don't do is I don't connect with the deceased. With that said, yes, I am a medium, and often when I am working with people on a longer-term basis, that kind of information and those kind of energies will come up. But in a situation like this, I don't bring in that kind of energy, just for all sorts of reasons.
Okay.
So that, I think, is it, basically. That was a lot of information.
But that's good to know.
How are you feeling, Garrett?
I'm feeling excited. Now, I do have a question for you, though, and it's not about me. This is about the people who are chiming in. Are you able to answer questions off of chat questions that I get? Because I have a couple of people on Facebook that have pinged me and said, can you ask her a question? And they did that about 45 minutes ago. And I said, we're going to have to wait till the show starts. I'm not sure if she can do that or if it needs to be a live, you know, live and a Technicolor caller. How should the listeners try to interact with us tonight?
Okay, I did not prepare. I don't have a computer in front of me. I have this little quiet spot where I pull through all sorts of energies. So in the future, I'm more than happy to teach myself how to do that. I am so not technologically advanced. So either, Garrett, whatever works the best, if you want to read their questions.
Oh, yeah,
to me,
that's what I meant.
That's,
you know,
fine.
I thought the question would have popped up, so I didn't know if you were able to get the energy that way and figure that out. We've got a lot of live callers, so all of you live callers that I've already screened and got your first name, fear not, we're going to get to you, but I'm just trying to make sure that Jesse is and I are cool so we can help as many of you as possible. So, okay, so we do have a call from Mark online, so we're going to get to Mark in just a tiny little bit, but we have some callers, and the only thing that I did ahead of time was screen for the first name of the caller. Is there any other information that you'd like before I start tonight with you?
No, no, that should be plenty. Let me just say one thing in advance that is kind of a no-brainer, but I like to say it. So the way it will go when I'm answering these one-on-one questions, because right now, between you and I, Garrett, and all of the people that are listening, there's a lot of different energies popping up that are involved. When I work with somebody one-on-one, it's much, much, much more fine-tuned, because that one person is my sole focus for 60 minutes, you know, for that segment of time. So here, it's, you know, we probably won't go quite as deep and profound. I don't want to share any, you know, ridiculously personal information over the radio.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
So just to put that out there.
Exactly. So we're going to keep this to really one question and maybe a follow-up regarding the same question, but you can't ask like 50 questions because we've got a ton of people tonight. If it was just like one person, you could do that, but we've got a ton of people to get through tonight. We're going to start with Kimberly. One thing I want to make sure that everybody listening knows, if you're watching the show, that's great. If you're dialing into the show, you may not actually have the Blog Talk page in front of you, or if you're listening on the Westar Radio Network in the UK, you're not going to see this either. So I'm going to tell you verbally, Jessie's got a great Rated G Radio special. So after tonight, and you fall in love with how she does everything that she does, and you're like, I've got to spend more time with her and I want a private session, she's got a great offer of buy four, get one free. So if you sign up for a session with Jesse and you buy a package of four consultations, they're $125 each or $500, it's $500 for the package, you're going to get your fifth session for free. Now, that's $125 savings, which is very, very cool. But you have to mention the Rated G Radio special when you place your order for that fifth one to be thrown in. So I just want to make sure you hear that first. We'll remind you at the end of the show as well. But now, let's get on with the program. So our first caller is going to be calling from Kimberly. Kimberly, thanks for being so patient and waiting. You are now live with Jesse, and go ahead.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. My question is regarding career, and I want to be specific as possible. I've been in the career for about 13 years. It's not serving me, and I just want desire guidance on how to transition out of that career.
Okay. What's your number one goal?
My number one goal is to be free, and when I say free, doing something that I really enjoy, something that I love and make a great income, helping my family and other people.
Okay. Have you discovered what that is yet?
Well,
are you still playing with what that might be? So, okay,
yeah.
So when somebody asks me a question, always my first question back will be, what's your number one goal? If it's I'm in a really stressful situation and I need to get out, then we're going to mm-hmm. have a different conversation than we would if you're telling me, well, no, I'm just no longer satisfied. I feel like I've outgrown it, and that actually is what it feels like to you. It doesn't feel like it's a harmful or a negative situation. It just feels like you've had the energetic exchange that there is for you to have in this space, and so you may still pull in a paycheck, but this, you know, this particular job, you're not evolving your soul anymore, which is often why we get bored with people or jobs or situations or locations. It's we've had the exchange that there is to have, and so, you know, there's nothing to do but to kind of stay, you know, moderately satisfied or move forward. Is that correct, that that's kind of where you're at?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So, you know, the place to start is you get to set some goals. And there are goals and there are intentions. Goals are measurable and achievable or attainable, like you know when you've hit a goal. So I'd like to transition into a new role by this date. And, you know, this is how I'd like it to look or this is the location. The more important thing, if you ask me, is the intention. And I don't feel like you've worked quite yet on intention yet. And like I said at the beginning, intention is always the driving force. So since you're not in a rush, since you're not in an unhealthy situation, my suggestion is you take some time to figure out what is it that you'd like to experience in your new job. You told me a little bit. You said, I want passion. I want to like it. Tell me more about what that is. Like, what is it? What does it feel like? What are you doing? Are you exhausted at the end of the day? Are you traveling for work? What's going on?
Well, I'm definitely not exhausted at the end of the day. I would love to travel. But I would also like to use my imagination to help people to be more creative. Because I think that helps me in a way. When you're more creative, when you're
uh-huh.
doing things almost robotic, that doesn't help. No.
And, okay, so first of all, congratulations for outgrowing the job that you currently have. That's a great sign. There's growth there. So don't view that as a negative. If you're feeling that anxious, anti-bored kind of thing, just realize that it's because you're ready for your next bigger experience. And like I said, I would say step one is really get clear on what your intentions are and start your own discovery process. This is where we would have conversations where I would tap in and I would ask you questions, a whole series of questions around what it is that excites you, what it is that, you know, where did you start when you were young? What did you want to be when you grew up before you started believing I can't do that or this doesn't make sense or this doesn't pay enough? All of those fun things you want to incorporate into your own discovery process. That's the jumping off point.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And you know what? The most important thing is to have fun with this. This is your next great adventure, and you get to enjoy it.
Exactly.
Yay!
Exactly. Thank you very much. That was
thanks, Kimberly.
Awesome.
Appreciate your call tonight, as always. Have a great evening. And our next call, Jesse, is coming from Micah. And Micah, you are now live with Jesse. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Micah. Hello.
Micah, you're live. Well, Micah might be away from the phone, so let's go to Dee.
Okay.
Dee, you're next, and we'll go back to Micah. Dee, you're live with Jesse. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fabulous. What's your question?
My question is my job. Like, they keep saying that we might not be there in a couple years. I'm getting really nervous, and I just want to know a way to not be, like, anxious and worried about my job.
So you're, don't we all? Yeah, I get it. I'm going to ask the same question that I always ask. What's your goal? Is it job security? Is it relocation? Is it, you know, are you looking to feel better about where you're at or make a decision to go somewhere else?
My goal is to finish working on my house so I can sell it and eventually move out of state. That's my goal.
Okay, got it. So where does your job fall into that? What's your goal regarding feeling better about this particular job situation and whether it's going to end or not? Again, we go back to getting clear on what it is that you want, what it is, because a lot of times we want to feel better, but we haven't gotten clear yet on exactly what it is that will make us feel better. So for you in this situation, it sounds like it's not available for you to know yet whether this job or this company is going to go away. So do you want to find something else, or do you want to find safety and security while also staying where you're at?
Well, I've been there for 16 years, so I'm hoping to finish out my last 4 years there so I can kind of work on my pension. That's what I'm hoping. That's my goal.
Okay. So really the goal is to relax into that, to find a way to feel better about staying there and not be so nervous about whether it's going to end. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so how would you do that? I know you're like, Jesse, that's why I called you. But seriously, what would you say the work involved in that is?
I guess take it day by day, and I guess, I don't know, calm down,
Okay, everything is energy. No, you're right, there are no wrong answers here. Everything is energy, and you're telling me I want to feel safe and secure. So my guidance for you is, okay, well, we know that security is an energy. How do you create the energy of security in your life, in your daily routine? It may or may not have anything to do with the workplace, but since, just like if we're trying to pull in love or finances or anything else, those are all energies. So if you want more of something specific or in particular, you create that energy in your life. And this is a really amazing, remarkable exercise, and it's work that I do with people, so I'm going to try to make it fairly brief. But you get to find ways to bring in, to create the energy of safety and security in your life and in your daily routine. I can't tell you exactly what that looks like, because what seems to me is probably very different for you. So tell me one thing, just one thing that would represent safety or security to you.
Job security, but I guess you're asking me to think positive and try to create like a less free anxiety, like not stress about it.
Well, let's keep it really simple. Let's say, you know what? I have this green blanket that I call the love blanket. It's green and it's fluffy and it's amazing. And anytime I feel sad or lonely or I want to be comforted, I take the blanket and I wrap it around myself. And that creates safety and security. If I do 4 different things every day that are as simple as that, that represent to me safety and security, I'm calling in that energy. Because you're telling me your number one goal right now is to stay there and to feel okay, to feel safe and secure while you're there, to feel comforted. Mm-hmm. So that's the energy you want to create. So you get to go, and again, I'm really simplifying this because we could have several conversations on how to do this, but you get to pull in that energy. You find the energy of what you want, and then you create simple ways incorporating them into your daily routine to pull that in.
Okay.
That's pretty advanced. I get it. So I hope I didn't overwhelm you.
I'll just try to find some things that make me feel comfortable while I'm there. And
while you're at home, it's not just job related, it's in your whole world, you're trying to create that because it's comforting. Does that make sense? Because there's no way to know, you told me, whether you're going to stay or go, and you're choosing to stay for the meantime, so you get to find you, because remember, you're the creator of your experience, so you get to create this feeling that you're looking for. It's not outside of you, it's something you have to find a way to create.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Dee, for your call. Good luck. You'll have to keep us posted. We're going to do one more live call, and then we're going to swap over to the Facebook, where I've got a question coming in from Mark, and then we're going to take some more calls after that. So our next call is coming from Sierra. Sierra, you are live with Jesse. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Sierra.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Thank you. What's your question?
Well, I was just wondering if there's anything that you're picking up over this guy I've been seeing.
In regards to what?
Well, I mean, we've kind of been having our ups and downs, and I was really thinking this is a guy that in the long run I would be with, but as of now, I don't know. So I don't know if you're picking up anything on that.
You know, when I'm working with a person, I pick up the energies of the person that I'm working with. I can't ethically tap into somebody else's subconscious without their permission. So sometimes I can get a feel for your experience of this man, but I can't get specifics like, you know, where is he at right now and who is he with, just because I don't have energetic permission to do that. I think the big question is, are you having a good experience with him right now?
As of now, kind of not, but it all kind of depends.
Is it one of those up and down kind of things?
It is. Sometimes we're good and sometimes we're not.
Okay. Do you feel safe?
Huh?
Do you feel safe in this relationship? Not physically safe, but is it a trusting, secure, safe relationship?
I don't know if I can directly say that. I don't know how to give him more time, maybe.
So is your overall question, should I stay or should I go, or does he feel good or does he feel bad?
It would be more about him.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Well, overall, the work that I do is directly with the person that I'm speaking with. I would say as I'm tapping into your energy and feeling what you're feeling, it doesn't feel like you're having a great experience right now. It feels like there might be some trust stuff. There's a lot of question. There's a lot of doubt. So the direction to look really is, what do I choose to experience? And is this working for me versus, you know, a lot of times it's easy for us to go, what is he thinking? What is he doing? What is he feeling? You know, does he still love me? And we forget to ask ourselves those questions. And when you, as you're sharing, you know, the little bit that you're sharing about him, your vibe is dropping. So it doesn't
I think my issue is because I feel like when we're around each other, it's amazing. But the time that we're not, you know, around each other, and it's like, I think what's really bothering me now is he owes me money, and it just doesn't seem like he's going to pay me back. So, it's, you know, how they always say part of, you know, relationship issues is the finances. So that I don't appreciate.
Yeah, it gets kind of tricky when you know when money gets involved. Well, do you feel respected?
No, not when it comes to that type of thing, because I feel like if you borrow it, pay it back, I sacrifice to make sure you are okay. So do likewise.
Okay, so in your overall goal for your own life, do you feel like you deserve to be respected?
Yes.
Okay. So here's a tough question. Why are you choosing a situation where you don't currently feel respected? I know I told you it was going to be a tough question.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. It's a good one, isn't it, though?
Yeah.
You know, it isn't until we look at the, you know, things aren't always as they seem. It isn't until we look at the underlying dynamic of not just what's being done to us, because it's easy to look at it that way, but if we take it a level deeper, it's why are we creating what we're creating? You know, what's the belief system underneath that? And you're saying, well, yes, of course, Jesse, we all deserve to be respected. Okay, awesome, I totally agree with that. And you're telling me that you're choosing right now not to be respected or to not be respected, whichever. So that's where, this is where you get to focus your energy and your attention is what do I deserve? And from this point, what do I choose to create from here? What does life look like and feel like when I am in a reciprocal relationship with somebody that not only pays me back, but, you know, has that value and respect for me, and I have it for myself? That feels really good.
Right. Okay.
We came up with a whole other question. You know, a lot of times we ask a question about, like, him, but it's, this is you, this is your experience, this is for you to decide what you want to do based on your experience and how you currently feel.
I agree. And that's the thing, I always act according to how I feel. Some days I'm good, some days I'm not.
Yeah, I know, so, I know. Yeah. Well, and on some level, we all have that little bit of fluctuation. But when there's that much of a fluctuation in your relationship, there might be something to look at. I saw this quote not that long ago that says, if something feels off, it probably is.
Right.
You know, trust your gut. Really. I mean, we all have intuition. I might be an intuitive advisor, but I just really fine-tune mine. We all have it, and we all have the ability to kind of dig in there and feel out what's right for us and what's not.
I agree.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you,
Sierra. Thank you for your call. Good luck to you. This is a great time to remind everybody that if you'd like to find out more or just spend more time with Jessie, she does have her website, jessienight.com. It's JessieKnight, JesseKnight.com. Why am I throwing an extra I in there, Jesse? I'm wanting to add extra vowels. I think I'm on Wheel of Fortune. If I throw in more, I'm going to get a bigger prize at the end. JessieKnight.
That's your intuition. My parents actually spell it that way. I dropped the I myself because I thought I was a rebel.
You know what I'm going to have to do? Because I have to do the throughout the entire show, I have it. I have you misspelled. I don't even know why I did that. Now I'm at, okay. So here's live radio, folks. I'm correcting the show page, and if you refresh in just a tiny little bit, everything except the title of the show is going to be, you know, great. So we're going to get that resaved. Okay, but go and check out our website. You can fill out your 411, and if you'd like to get a special Rated G Radio package of options, you'll buy four, get one free. For $500, you get five sessions, basically 25% off, which is a really, really good deal. And our next question is coming from Mark from Facebook. And Mark asked this question. He goes, for the last few years, I feel stuck in my financial status. What do you see as far as what he can do to get out of that rut? He is a follow-up comment saying his Mark's number one goal is to be day trading stocks and work for himself. Is there something going wrong? Oh, that's a different comment. Is there different something wrong going on with the sound? They restarted, and their sound is much better now.
Got it.
Okay, cool. So that's what Mark wants to know.
Well, Mark, wherever you are, take a deep breath. I totally just felt your energy. Is there something wrong? And, you know, if you could see me, I do air quotes, wrong. There's no right or wrong in this. You picked up on a conversation when you were younger. I see you sitting at a kitchen table or a dining room table as a kid, and there were kind of adults around, and somebody was talking about money or finances or something along that line. I don't get the specifics, and I don't feel like they matter. But you heard something that you didn't understand, which, you know, we all do when we're kids. We hear these conversations or these things, and we make decisions based on them that as an adult, we, you know, you could say, Jesse, well, blah, 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 blah. And I'd say, well, of course that's not true. But I heard it when I was four, and I made a decision based on it when I was four. And then I basically just forgot. And so I have this belief or this thought or this decision that's so far in there, I'm not even aware of it. However, it's bleeding all over to every area of my life. So that is kind of the basis, not kind of, that's the basis of the work that I do with people is to dig these up so you can look at it and shift your perspective on it, shift the belief and the behaviors around it, and have a better experience. So there was a conversation. I don't get the specifics of it. There was just something you heard, some decision that you made regarding money. And this is kind of the results that you're experiencing now are based on a belief that is no longer true for you, and it's definitely not in alignment with what you choose to experience. It's definitely not in alignment with trading stocks or anything like that. So I don't feel like it's, you know, this huge negative thing where you're going to have to go through years of therapy to dig it up. It's not like that. It's very simple. It's energetic, and it's, you know, it can shift like that. Boom. So that's the good news. And, that's what I got.
Okay. Well, cool.
That's why you're stuck. Through my filter, that's why you're stuck. So basically, you're not cursed. You're not, nobody's doing this to you. It's not, it doesn't feel like I have this bad karma from being a jerk in, you know, 20 lives ago or anything like that. It literally feels like when you were young, you heard something, you made a decision based on that, and now you're experiencing the results of that.
So I think.
Well done. Way to ask that question because it came through super clear.
There you go. Well,
way to
go,
Mark.
Keep us posted. Mark's actually back in Hackensack, New Jersey. So our next question is going to be coming from Jay, and I think Jay's in Canada. Jay, welcome to the show. You're live with Jesse.
Hey, Jesse.
Hi, Jay.
Hey there. I got a question for you. I've been feeling in adultdoms quite a bit, and I don't know, it's about relationships and things. So with my dad and even at work, too. So I just feel really no confidence right now in anything. And so just wonder what they could do to get out of it.
Okay. So can you go back to the first thing you said, I've been feeling a something, and then you bleeped out. What was the first, I've been feeling, what was the word?
I've been feeling a doldrums, like depressed, basically.
Okay, got it. Well, let me start by saying you feel kind of sleepy, which is kind of what, you know, feeling depressed feels like. A lot of it has to do with, hold on, I'm feeling it out. One, I feel like you're not eating enough live food. I just see sleepy and lethargic all everywhere, kind of around your energy. I feel like your house has a lot of stuck energy. So I don't know if you live alone or if you live with other people. I feel like whether it's actually physical or energetic, you need to clear that space out. You need to, I don't know if there's been arguments in there. You've got stuck stuff under your bed, which is affecting your sleep. It's kind of coming into your dreams. It feels very sad. I feel like a lot of times we process stuff when we sleep and we heal and we, you know, we get a lot of work done when we sleep. And so if our sleep is disturbed, it can really affect a lot of different areas of our life. And I feel like you are having a lot of negative energy kind of go through you in your sleep. Does that resonate with you at all?
Not in a sleep. I usually get it at work right now. And I don't know, I'm just all around in a way.
You get what the
like a lot
good?
Of stuff. Well, not at work right now because I'm kind of I'm overworked and underappreciated, basically. So.
Okay. So, is this a position you need to stay in? Is there an option to find a place where you feel a little more valued?
Oh, it pays the bills. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what's your goal?
Well, I don't have
what's
any
your
right
overall?
Now.
Okay. So that is a really good place to start because when we are stuck and feeling lethargic or feeling sad or depressed or angry or whatever it is, remember, intention is the driving force. You have to, because you and I both know nobody's going to kick you out of this. Nobody's going to come and kind of pick you up and move you to a different place of feeling better. So you get to create how to get out of it. And that starts with goals and intentions. It starts with, okay, I'm in this experience right now. I'm not feeling at all motivated or excited. What's one decision that I can make that will shift my energy? Okay, there's an emotional scale out there. If you guys all Google just emotional scale, it starts, you know, the whole range of, it's like 30 different emotions, and you go from the bottom of feeling, you know, desperate, hopelessness, all of that, you know, not feeling good stuff. Mm-hmm. Working your way up to feeling better and better and better and better. And when you're feeling like you feel right now, we don't look for an automatic shift like I feel hopeless to like, okay, tomorrow I'm going to feel amazing. You just want to take tiny steps up, 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 because anything else wouldn't be foundational. You know, if you jump to feeling amazing right away, you know, you're probably going to drop again tomorrow. So you get to start, one, setting intentions. What is it? What do I want to experience? Do I want a new job? Do I want to feel happy? Do I want to feel in love? Do I want to feel connected? You get to start somewhere with what do I choose to experience, and then making little shifts in your decisions every single day. If you're eating McDonald's every day, it's going to keep your vibe low. McDonald's, Burger King, whatever. If you're eating more foods that are alive, you're bringing in the life force of that food. What are the things that you can do to feel more alive, to feel more of a spark of life? Do you have any ideas?
I have none right now. I'm just it's a very lonely world right now. I'm just deciding whether to embark on continue my spiritual journey or just abandon it at all because it hasn't worked at all.
Well, I would totally support you in continuing on your spiritual journey. I get it, though. You know, part of, I will dare to say, any spiritual journey is going in sometimes to these dark spaces where we feel sad or alone or confused, or we're waiting for our life to start. Like, when is it going to start? What am I waiting for? Like, what is going on? Where, you know, it seems like everybody else is living this great life, and here I am. And I believe the reasons why we have these downtimes, they feel, you know, dark or lonely or whatever they feel like, is that gives us the opportunity to sit still, to listen, to clear, you know, even if we're an overall happy person, we can be depositing different things into our sad bank account or our anger bank account, or, you know, just by going through life, you're being given the opportunity to clear. And in the moving forward process, isn't it better to have cleared the old stuff so you're not dragging it forward? A lot of the work that I do is on perspective, and I get where you're coming from right now, and you're looking for one single thing to look like it's working or to feel better, and it's hard to jump off from where you're at, but you have to find something. You've got to find one thing that excites you or one thing that you can use your perspective to allow to feel a little more positive. It's a journey. Don't quit.
Yeah.
I know.
So we're kind of,
I know.
Been working on it a long time, like decade, well, almost a decade or more on this, and it hasn't.
Have you asked for help? You know, we all have a team of energies, guides, whatever you want to call them, that help. And kind of the baseline of the way they work is they don't interfere. Unless they're asked to interfere. And, you know, I don't get into religion in the work that I do, but I do use the word prayer in as far as, like, having a conversation with something that's bigger than you are and just asking for guidance or asking for support or help. I'll tell you, every time I've asked for help, I've gotten it. And it's about looking for what's working. That's the piece of perspective, is you get to look for the good. You get to look for what is working, which is a piece you have to snap out of, because you're seeing evidence all around you right now of what's not working. And that's a big mindset shift that will probably help if you can make the shift. I see what's on the other side for you. I mean, I don't see it specifically, but there is another side of this that's available for you if you hang in there.
Okay.
Jay, we're going to move on, but keep us posted, and we want to hear about your success next month, okay?
I'd love to hear about your success.
Thanks, Jay. So I'm going to tell the listeners real quick. I did a call with Jesse, I know, it was, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago, something like that. And, I know, believe it or not, everybody puts their pants on one leg at a time. And, you know, we all have things that are going on in life. And Jesse, you know, said to me something very profound, and I took it to heart. And she goes, you know what you need, Garrett? And, you know, and any time that somebody says, you know what you need, I tend to, like, roll my eyes like, okay, here it comes. She goes, you need an energy dump. And I said, what in the heck is an energy dump? And he said, well, you know, and she went through an explanation with me. And I said, well, I'm going to make this work. So for me, I took it as I needed to get rid of some anxiety and, you know, maybe a little frustration and some things like that that were in my life. And so I took what Jesse had said, and I turned this into like this walking mantra. So in the afternoons, late afternoons before the show, many days, I get a chance to walk down to the beach. I've got a 3-mile little round trip thing that I do, and I come back. And so on my way to the beach, I would go, Now, forgive my rhythmic impropriety and how bad it's going to sound. This is what I say to myself. So it's go, with each step I take, an energy dump I make, you know, and I kind of make this little musical thing. And for, you know, 15 minutes to the beach, I do a little something else while I'm at the beach and then do the same thing on the way back. And I'm not kidding you. With Jesse's encouragement to do this little energy dump, I feel so much better. And it's like totally changed my world in the last couple of weeks. So I sent her a note a couple of weeks ago. Said, "Can I share something with you?" And you never know. I say, "Can I share something with you?" And she's like, "Sure." And so I just had to tell her. I said, "Yeah, sure." And so I said, "You know, I took your advice. I did this energy dump thing that you were telling me it was important for me to do. And it's like I feel so much better. And it actually is very, very true. So I just wanted to thank you for that publicly and let everybody know that I really enjoyed our session that we had together. And I'm a big fan of taking advantage of any type of Groupon or bargain that's out there whenever can get any type of service. And of course you've got the Rated G Radio special for anybody listening on Blog Talk today. That's buy 4 get 1 free. So if you would like 5 sessions for the price of 4, all you got to do is go to jessenight.com, jessenight.com, fill out your 411 and tell her you heard her here on the show and you want to book your sessions now. And with that, Jesse.
You know, can I say something quick?
Yeah,
can I,
please.
Can I, okay. First of all, thank you for saying that. I had such a great time working with you. Kind of in response to the questions that I've gotten so far, we all want a quick fix. We all want to be able to ask, this monumental question that will make everything make sense. And, get the answer that we can go kind of implement right now and have different results. I get it. I've been doing this for a long time. And as an empath, I feel how badly people want that. And, there are some people who will give that to you. And a lot of times that's not foundational. The work that I do is helping people get there themselves. It may not happen in 5 minutes. It may not even happen in one session, but it's this discovery process and awareness and understanding and picking up the tools so that you can create your own new experience, and so that when you do get off track, you know it because you feel it. All of a sudden, you feel the contrast between what feels good and what doesn't, rather than kind of walking around not knowing why you feel slightly dissatisfied. And so I get it. I get how we want just to ask one question and have everything fixed. But on the other side of that and finding your own way through this is so amazing. And, Garrett, you just gave the perfect example of, you got this very, very simple tool. And that's what these are. It's not rocket science. It's very simple tools. And look at the impact it had on you.
I've told Jesse this before. When I moved to California, I drank all the California Kool-Aid, which means all the crazy, weird things that you think that you're going to do in California, I now do, and I embrace and love. And, if somebody says, you need to take an energy dump, I'm going to take that energy dump. And it has just, it sounds simple, like she says, but it really does work. It worked for me, and so I'm grateful to you because, I'm
Yay.
Not a basket case. Yay! So,
Yay!
Yay! So everybody go to Jesse's website, sign up for more information, and she's going to help you out in great ways with your life. We've got time for probably like one or two more calls tonight, so let's get to our next caller, and this is Joe. Joe, you are live with Jesse. Thanks for being so patient and waiting. You're now live. Go ahead.
Hi, Joe.
Well, thank you so much.
Hi.
Hi. It's like what you were talking about. I know what you're saying. You want the butterfly to own the strength and the wings to move forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I know where my talents lie, and I need to get a better idea of where to move forward to, because I think
what's happened is I've kind of been there, done that, and it's like, all right, if I revisit, certain careers that I've done in the past, there's just the drive isn't there anymore. And I just kind of, and like your mom kind of pushes the little kindergartner to take the first step into the kindergartner room. That's
mm-hmm.
what I mean.
it's perfect. It's funny because as you're talking, for whatever reason, you were going in and out, and I could barely hear what you said, but I tapped into the energy of what you said. So if I'm way off, let me know. But here's what it feels like. I got the gist of it. You're in an in-between vibrationally, meaning energetically, frequency, level of consciousness, whatever you want to call it. You're ready to make a jump. And it's kind of, I think, Mike, whoever was the first man that I talked to, it was a woman that I talked to when I said, oftentimes when we get bored with something, it's because we've already had the exchange that there was to have with it. And so all of a sudden we're looking at something that used to be like amazing and fun and exciting, and we're like, why did you change? Why, but it's not that that changed or them that changed, it's us. And your energy right now is, you can't see what I'm doing. It's like bubbling, but it's not bubbling. It's fizzing a little bit, not like fizzing like a champagne bottle and it's going to explode and pop a cork, but you're ready to go somewhere. And that may or may not be physically, but there's some work for you to do. There's some a little bit of releasing. It feels like you've actually done a lot of work and done a lot of releasing and that kind of spiritual development. But there's something available for you at the next level. And I don't know if that's a teacher, a mentor, a class, a book, a session, but this is why you're at where you're at. So congratulate yourself, just like I said the last time, because you're looking at your life and it's that not just are you ready for more, but you're available for more. So,
yes.
Yay. Really nice energy.
Well, thanks. Well, that's good to hear, because you're right. I've done a lot of work. I'm wondering, where do I move to now? I don't know. Everyone's like, well, what's your passion? It's like, you know, it's a lot different, you know. If I had an idea of where to start, you know, the next step, then I would feel a little bit more, okay, let's go for it. Bam, you know. But right now it's like, I just don't know.
Well, and that's okay. And the truth is, you know, when I worked with a mentor years and years ago, it's a funny thing is I never got to say I don't know, because every time I would say I don't know, he would say, oh, well, who does know? Who can we call? Pick up the phone. Who can we dial? Who knows? And I'd be like, I know. Somewhere in there, I know. So you do know. It's in there somewhere. You just haven't discovered it yet. So there is a discovery process. So right now, the question isn't, you know, where do I move forward to? It's you're in discovery. Like, what do I choose next? What is available to me? And the number one way to figure that out is to pay attention. And I know that sounds really simple, but I just told this whole long story about it gets to be simple. If it's, you know, we want it to be complex, because then we can say, oh, that's why I spent a whole lifetime trying to figure it out. Nope, it gets to be simple. So start paying attention. There's this app that you can get on your phone, and it's called Tally Counter. And I started paying attention to the things that came into my awareness, and really starting to be mindful of the things I wanted to create in my life. And as I held that in my intention or in my awareness, I would count it. It's literally called Tally Counter, and I would count it. And the more I would count it, the more it would come in. So start paying attention to, you know, ask the question, put the question out there. What's next for me? Where do I want to go? What do I want to do? What excites me? What's my next adventure? And then look, because you'll always get an answer. Nobody's keeping this from you. You will always find the answers to your question. It might take practice. It might take a lot of attention, but it's there. It's totally available to you. And I feel like you really have the consciousness to do this kind of work right now, or you wouldn't be feeling the way you're feeling.
Well, some of the things I've been sending my resume out for, I'm like, wow, I'm so ready, you know, I would be great in this area. I haven't even gotten, you know, a response or a nibble or, you know, because, well, you know. I feel like I'm trying to go there, but it's not happening.
Mm-mm. No, those, it's not wrong, because every time you interview for a job or send a resume out or do a radio interview, it's all practice. It's all practice for what's to come. So keep doing that. Keep doing it even when you're not clear of where you're going. But also work on getting clear and start paying attention. But it doesn't feel like where you've kind of sent those out for. I don't see that right now. It may pop up later, but I don't see it in front of you.
Okay.
But again, like I said, I don't predict the future.
Okay.
Anything could change in a heartbeat. But the answer to your question, the thing that there is to do is ask and start paying attention. And be excited, because, like, you're vibing up.
Yeah. Just a lot of winding up. I'm ready for the pitch.
No, not winding up, vibing up. It means you're shifting to a place that feels better than the last place you were at.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Thanks for your call, Joe. Good luck. Keep us posted on how you're doing, okay?
All right.
Thanks, my dear. Jesse, as much as it shocks me to say this, we are now at the end of the show. Can you believe the hour has flown by?
No.
I know. Did I tell you?
That was so fun.
I know. It's, and we've got a ton of people here who haven't been able to get on the show tonight. If you'd like to go and visit with Jesse, make sure to go to her website, jessenight.com, JessenEidt.com, and fill out your information. If you'd like the Rated G Radio special for buy four, get one free, that is certainly available to you. I encourage you to take advantage of that. With about 20 seconds less, Jesse, any last words of wisdom or advice for the callers tonight?
Just pay attention. You know, you the more you bring into, you get what you're looking for, really, is the gist of it. Perspective is really everything. And so start being aware of what you're paying attention to. If you don't like the results that you're getting in life, pay attention to something else.
There we go. That's great advice. And with that, everybody, we'll see you tomorrow on the Friday dance party. Have a great Labor Day weekend. And again, check out the show tomorrow. I'll be with you. So if you want to chat with me while the show is live, I'll be on Facebook in the Blog Talk chat room. Jesse, thank you so much. Can't wait to have you back. We'll chat later to get
thank
the next
you.
Date set up. And listeners, don't get distracted.
Okay,
you've been listening to Rated G Radio.
Bye.